matters. Ms. Horton, have you heard from the first two, Mr. Byrne and Mr. Tillman? Have you? Let's begin with those two then. Please come to the center in the matter of James Peter Byrne.
May it please the court, we believe that service is proper in this matter. On February 14th of 2019, Ms. Schaefer of the clerk's office mailed by certified and regular mail a copy of the order to show cause to respondent at his home address and also sent him an email to his Hotmail account. Both the regular mail and certified mail were returned, the regular mail on February 25th of 19 and the certified on March 4th of 2019. The email was not returned, and there was no reason to believe it was not a proper email address. In early March of 2019, Ms. Schaefer again sent a copy of the order to show cause to respondent at a Washington State address that had been referenced in the certifications of the record in this matter. As of this date, meaning today, neither the certified nor regular mail has been returned from the Washington State address, and to the OAE, this suggests that service was proper in this matter. The OAE agrees with the DRB's well-reasoned opinion from September of 2018, consolidating three certifications of the record and recommending a 2-year suspension for the totality of misconduct, including the abandonment of two bankruptcy clients and failure to file the required Rule 12020 affidavit, even after OAE prompting.
Is there any indication that Mr. Byrne either wants to or should remain a lawyer of record in the state in light of the history of his disciplinary proceedings and this matter?
No, and in Ray Keibler, it's potentially the fact that he did not appear today, which I wouldn't know until today. Disbarment may, or at least a 3-year term of suspension, may be appropriate for him as he has consistently evidenced a lack of interest in his law license.
Questions, anyone? Thank you. Next is in the matter of Jeffrey T.